What I find funny is that Les just said, I'm only speaking for 10 minutes. That's hilarious. I've locked the doors, so no one's getting out of here. 10 minutes. Whew. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, I'm just going to pray. Wasn't that amazing? Thank you, God, for the children. Thank you, God, for Christmas. Thank you, God, for every heart in this place. Thank you, Lord, that you're with us. And you were there before any of us were here. And you're with us right now, God. And I just pray that your Holy Spirit would come in a really special way and speak to us and remind us about Christmas. Amen. Do you know what? I absolutely love Christmas. I love it. I love the food. I love the drink. I love the TV. I love the football program. I mean, if you like football, Christmas is a good time, because while they're out there earning extortionate amount of money, we get to sit there, watch them work hard, while we just sit there with a full tummy with a box of celebration. It's an amazing time. And Christmas, obviously, is special to me, being part of the leadership team of a church. Christmas is special to me for the Christmas story. And actually, one of the messages I just got from that is that the Christmas story surpasses Strictly Come Dancing Christmas Special, the Bake Off, as good as they are, the Christmas story actually surpasses that. And what's amazing about the Christmas story is it's actually a small story within a bigger story. And actually this bigger story, as well as the small story, is all about joy. It's joy. Joy to the world. And we've got that sign outside. And we were singing, Joy to the World. And joy is what Christmas is all about, and joy is the message of Christianity. And what is joy? Joy is a consistent satisfaction in God. That's what joy is in the perspective of a Christian. Happiness is dependent on circumstances. Happiness is, if somebody gives you a bar of chocolate, because they've given you a bar of chocolate, you're happy. But joy is a consistent satisfaction. No matter what happens in your circumstances, joy remains solid. And our joy of the Lord is our strength as Christians. So that joy never gets moved, because God never gets moved. God never changes. So while our circumstances might change and happiness changes, actually joy remains. And I just want to breeze through this bigger story if for the next few minutes. And just to show you exactly why this is a message of joy. Now, I'm going to put this in six chapters. Now, don't panic. 6 points is a lot. But I'm just going to sweep through these. Okay. Chapter one, we're going to call creation. Okay. Chapter one of this six-part story is creation. Now, I want you to help me out here. You don't all have to do this, but I just want to do a breathing exercise with you. I'm going to count to three, and then I want you to breathe in. And then what I'm going to count to three, and then you breathe out. Okay, so what are you going to do? I'm going to go one, two, three. One, two, three. Okay, one, two, three. One, two, three. Let's do it again. One, two, three. One, two, three. There you go. I don't recommend you stand up at any point in the next 10 seconds. That is how we were created. The Bible tells us that God formed us from the ground and then breathed life into us. So one, two, three, one, two, three. That's how we were formed. He made us from the ground and then breathed life into us. That's how we were created. Now, if Christopher and Gabriel can come up, these are my two volunteers. Now, just to tell you, they have no idea what they're going to be doing. They've agreed to volunteer. If one of you stands, yeah, that's cool, you stand there. Christopher, you stand there. Now, Christopher is going to represent God. Okay, now just to say, if you haven't been to church for a while and you're looking for God, Christopher is not actually God. So don't grab him and jump on him or whatever you would do if you met God. He's not actually God. And Gabriel is going to represent humanity. Now, Gabriel is not responsible for all the sins of humanity. So don't have a go at him for that. He might be responsible for some, but not all of them. Okay, so we've got God and humanity, effectively God and us. Now, so one, two, three, breathe in, God breathes life, one, two, three, out. And there, Gabriel, shut your eyes. Gabriel is now just a bit of dust. One, two, three, One, two, three, open your eyes. There you go, that's how we were formed, just like that. I'm not sure he looked exactly like that, but that's how we were formed. Now, not only did God breathe life into humanity and awaken us from the dust, but actually he connected us in a very deep and affectionate way. So if you want to hold the other end of the scarf, Gabriel, now God and humanity are connected. And they're connected in deep, intimate relationship and deep love. But we'll stick to the scarf for now. Now we're going to chapter 2. Now chapter 2 is called the Fall. Now this isn't so good a chapter. God gave humanity, gave us one command. Not to eat from the tree of good and evil. And we went and ate it. You know when somebody tells you not to do something? And instantly you go, oh, I'd love to do that. Obviously depending on what it is. But you get this sense in you that you start getting inquisitive. Why are they telling me not to do it? And that, what happened was God told us not to eat from the tree of good and evil. We went and did it anyway, and the connection was broken. So if you want to let go of your end, Christopher, let go of it. And not only was the connection broken, but now humanity was blind. So if you just want to blindfold yourself with that scarf, don't worry, nothing's going to happen. Now humanity's blind, okay? Humanity cannot see God. And that's a pretty sorry scene. But the awesome thing about that is that at the end of this chapter 2, God actually promises to send a saviour. If you read your Bible, there are consequences for what happened to humanity and us when we disobey God. But he preaches the gospel and says, I will send someone. I will send a saviour to reconnect us. Now we come to chapter 3, and chapter 3 is effectively Christmas. That's what chapter 3 is. It's that promise that God made to reconnect us fulfilled. So God in love promised that he would send a saviour, and that's what Christmas is. It's God breaking into time and becoming as one of us in the person of baby Jesus. God came as Jesus to live among us. So Christopher, if you just want to walk around here and just stand there, God coming down to earth as baby Jesus. And that's the end of chapter. That's Christmas. Christmas is not the whole story of Christianity. It's just one small part of it, where God came, his kingdom invaded the earth in the person of Jesus as a baby to come and rescue us, to save those who had disobeyed him, and that's us. Now we come to chapter 4. And chapter 4 I'm going to call Life, Death, and resurrection. So God in Jesus grows up, and Jesus is the only one without a blindfold. Baby Jesus is the only one who's not blindfolded by sin and mistakes and disobedience. And sadly, lots of people were happy in their blindfold. They couldn't see Jesus to like him. So they actually put him on a cross. Now if you just put your arms out. So God in Christ is now on a cross. Not you, Gabriel, I know you can't see anything. And he died, and it looked like humanity is lost forever. So if you think about it, this is quite a sorry scene. This is humanity. They're blindfolded. This is God who's come to save us, but he's on the cross. It looks pretty hopeless. But by dying on the cross, Jesus actually takes our blindfold on himself. So if you take that blindfold off, Gabriel, put it on you, Christopher. So God in Christ takes all of our sin, all of our blindness, all of the mask. He takes it upon himself on the cross, which is amazing. And in God's power, Jesus not only dies, but he rises again. And for those who receive Jesus Christ as a friend, become reconnected to God. So if you take your blindfold off, hold the other end of the scarf, now we're reconnected. Now, because of what Jesus has done, whoever receives the gift of Jesus Christ is now reconnected to God. And that's effectively the story of Easter, the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So you see how Christmas without Easter is not really a story. But now we come to chapter 5. And chapter 5 is now. It's today. It's this very moment. It's tomorrow. It's the day after. It's our present reality. And if you remember the breath of life right at the beginning, Remember, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, the breath of life right at the beginning. Did you know that in the Bible, when Jesus rose again, after he'd rose again, and he spoke to his disciples, and he said, "Peace be to you." And he also breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." He breathed on his friends, his disciples, and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, receive the Holy Spirit. What was he doing there? He was breathing his life back into us. God was breathing his life back into humanity to restore us back to chapter 1. That's the joy of the gospel. That is the joy of the gospel. That is the enduring, permanent satisfaction that we find in relationship with God, because the breath of life that created us has now restored us back following our sin and our mistakes and our brokenness. We're now reconnected through God's Spirit. And all we need to do is admit that we have a mask. That's all we need to do. The work has been done by Jesus. We just need to admit that we can't see God for who he is. And God will come and take his mask away from us. And the awesome thing is, once you make that decision, as I know many in this room have, is that God promises to continually breathe his life back into us. It's not just one decision where he breathes into you and takes your sin away and takes the mask off, and then you just get on with your life. It's a life decision of transformation. And it's one of the most amazing things, if not the most amazing thing, to have a joy in the Lord. Because while all the circumstances might make you happy for a time, the joy of the Lord is what endures, it's what remains. It's the breath of life in there that God has breathed into us. And that's the good news of great joy, that you and I can be reconnected back to God. We can be reconnected back to God. Now we come to chapter 6. Chapter 6 is the future. Chapter 6 hasn't happened yet, so in many ways it's actually my favourite chapter, because we don't know what it's going to look like exactly. There's lots of debate. We've got the book of Revelation in the Bible, which takes it, and we know Jesus wins at the end of it. But we don't know exactly what it's going to look like. But I can't wait to see. I cannot wait personally to see what can be accomplished now we as human beings can be reconnected back to God. Now we can be reconnected home. Reconnected back to God. We all know deep within our hearts that we need to be reconnected with God, because we're not connected with God, and we were made to be connected with God. That's why we were made. And God has also promised to come back and rescue those who have received his Spirit, who have admitted the mask of sin and mistakes and disobedience, admitted that, allowed him to take it off, received his Spirit. He's coming back to rescue us. So this story is not over. This story is not over. So I just want to end by saying what I love most about Christmas is it shows God is with us. It shows God is with us. God promised to send Jesus, and he did. God has promised to be with us now, and he is. And God has promised that he will one day return. And because of Christmas, because we know that he came to invade time and space in the baby of Jesus, we know that he's faithful to his promises. So we know that he's coming back. And you might ask yourself, why is he taking so long? Why is he taking so long to come back? With all the pain and the suffering and the wars that just get pushed aside at Christmas. He's taking so long because he's waiting for as many people as possible to admit they're wearing a mask and to have the breath of life breathe back into him, because he loves us so much. Because God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever should believe in him should not perish. Should not perish, but have eternal life. And eternal life is knowing him through his Spirit. He's waiting for as many people to take home. Because our home is found in God. That's our true home. And so if you just want to bow your heads in prayer now. And I'm just gonna pray a prayer for anyone in this room who knows they're wearing a mask, who admits they're wearing a mask, they're blindfolded, they can't see God. And in your heart, I just urge you to pray this with me. Father God, I admit that I'm wearing a mask. I admit, God, I haven't been able to see you because of this mask. I admit my disobedience. I admit sin. But God, I know that you created me for more than this, to walk around not seeing you. So I ask you, Holy Spirit, to take away that mask. And would you breathe your life into me and teach me what it means to follow you. In Jesus' name. Amen. And if there's anyone in here who needs a fresh breath of life, just pray along with me. Father God, it feels like I'm wearing a mask, even though I've been following you for a long time. It feels like I can't see you. Would you breathe your new life into me once again, that I might know you, God, deeper and deeper, every moment, every day, through your Holy Spirit. And Father God, I just pray that you would fill us afresh, all of us, this Christmas season, that you would direct us to the truth about your faithfulness, that we can know you are with us. And Holy Spirit, I just pray that that would give us joy beyond description, an eternal satisfaction in you, that we might know you more and more each day. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, guys. That was amazing. So if anyone prayed that first prayer, just tell someone. It'll make their day. And I really am encouraged by the joy in Christmas to know that God is with us. No matter what circumstances you face, the joy of the Lord is our strength, and He is immovable. He's unchanging. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.